Guacamole.
My sobriety date is July 24, 2021. My sobriety date is the date I came out of prison. I went in the age of 27, came out the age of 47. You know, that's where my whole life was at. I grew up, born and raised in Hawaii. Came here for a better education, but I ended up gangbanging. Got in trouble with the law because of my alcohol. You know, I thought I never had a problem. You know, but growing up, drinking made a whole lot different out of me because once I start drinking, drugs get involved. When drugs get involved, I black out and I don't really care about anybody's safety around me. You know, that's what how my life was. I have 13 brothers. I'm the youngest, no girls in the house. Never knew my mom. Dad's a military. So he would go out, stationed all over the United States. I would go with him. So growing up in this family, they look at me like I'm the like a kid with all this privilege, but my other brothers, they don't. So if my dad goes, I go. And they stayed. That's the life in the island. So when I come home, you know, I gotta fight all these 12 boys because of that, you know? And one way I can handle that is alcohol. I would drink, even I get my ass whooped, you know? But the next day I wake up, I like, man, I made it. I'm still alive, you know? But when I got out of prison, before I got out, I was lit on drugs because in prison, it's we have everything. We have white lightning. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but we do have it in prison. You know, we have all kind of drugs, you know. But for me, this program saved me, you know. Before I parole, I signed a paper that self-parole. I don't know if you guys know that, but when you put self-parole, is that you don't have a place to go, you know. All my family is out of California. They're either New Zealand, Alaska, Texas, Hawaii. I'm the only one here, you know. So I needed help, but I had different plans. You know, my plan was to parole on July 24, 2021. Go to the liquor store, use that gate money they gave me, pound of 40, wait for a victim on the liquor store. I'm gonna do what I do best. Hit them up, take their money, and then start that long run. But luckily, it didn't happen that way. Because when I got out, there was a person waiting for me at Ironwood State Prison. And he couldn't pronounce my last name because I had my long last name. He had a sign on my name, and I was like, who are you? I don't know you. He said, I'm here to pick you up. For what? You know? They said, I'm taking me to a program. That's in Costa Mesa, Yellowstone, called Yellowstone. So I was like, okay, that didn't work out. So like, hey, So I was like, hey, can we stop at the liquor store? You know? He was like, yeah, but you can't get out the car. I'm like, what the hell? You know, still locked up. I thought I was free. But like I said, you know, I think God gave me a second chance, you know, went straight to the program and got my shit together, you know. Bless you. You want, yeah. I was never like this. I was like, whatever, but it's what the program teaches you. But 3 days in the program, 3 days, got it. 3 days in the program, people came over to speak. And that guy speak was, I see my story in it. I see myself in it. He did the same amount of time. He got out, he got his shit together, and boom, So what I did was I got me a sponsor, which is Jim Sugo. He laced me up, took me under his wing, taught me 12 steps. We went working. First year, booming. Second year, I kind of fell off. Still sober though. Wasn't going to meetings. Wasn't calling him. Third year, I got back on it. 4 year, I'm blessed. The book talks about it. Promises. I'm off parole. Got me apartment. First time having a truck, owned a truck. I never had a license in my life because all I did was steal cars, drive it down 3 miles, leave it, go to another car like that. I'm 51 years old. Finally got my things together. So for you newcomers, this program does work. Willingness, open mind, ask for help. I couldn't do this alone. I thought I did it, but every time we do it ourselves, it leads us into trouble, because we can't figure it out. But this program taught me a lot of things, I learned a lot about myself. This is the longest I ever stayed out of prison, and I love it. I intend to stay out, But for me to do that, take it one day at a time, keep grinding, connect with my God, go to meetings. I don't call my sponsor, but I do see him every day. I mean, every Monday, third Monday, we meet, we get together, But like I said, man, this program does work. If it works for him, works for you guys, it works for me. So keep your head up, keep grinding, ask for help. Thanks. That's all I got.